This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen.
Why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for His grace and His mercy, there's no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who He is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of His favor. See, now, He shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better. And I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for Him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all and you produced an incredible work ethic, that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. You know, you standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the signs say, walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The signs say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that He keeps His promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now gonna pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do, see, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's His voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell him off when you see him. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to, let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself, you know where you want to get to, you got a good idea, and you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What really, man, of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay? Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Reminding you to get your tude up. Start your day with gratitude. Tell him how much you appreciate all he's done for you. Thank him when it's going right for you. Thank him when it's going not so right. That will in turn change your attitude, which will then allow you to understand that no matter what is going on, it's still a blessing that it is going on. And once you've made that adjustment, your altitude is tied to that, and the sky is the limit. That's what happens when you get your two together. Steve Harvey Morning Show, starring Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, the Mouth of the South, Monica Jr., Yeah, that's a better name. You know, you want to say Kia Space, but if you see that on the sign, it might throw you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, me. Junior, what's on your mind, man?
Let me just find out about your bathing routine. I swear to God, people need to know this, that you have a...
Why?
You have a, yeah, because the way I just find out about stuff about Uncle, I just want to know, when did you come to this conclusion that you can't use the little towels? No,
well,
more?
I mean, you know, you got to understand as a big man,
yeah,
how to bathe properly. And yeah, a lot of people never take, okay, the time. I learned this from my daddy.
Uh-huh.
My daddy used to take his baths with a hand towel, not a washcloth, but a hand towel, the one that's slightly longer,
yeah,
and
yeah,
a little wider, but definitely not a washcloth, because yeah, my daddy said, how he going to wash his back? Now,
yeah,
I realized this as a young man, and when a young man, when I was a little boy, I didn't care how I washed my back, because I didn't really care about washing at all. So why would I want to get my back and wash it when clearly can't nobody see back there? So I don't even know why we got to worry about the back.
Defied
and I ain't
logic
been playing on my back, so as yeah, a little boy, I didn't see it. But as I grew older, I started to learn. And so I started taking baths with a hand towel like my daddy in my shower. And that's yeah, what I use to this day. Well, I went down to my ranch, and my assistant Megan bought towels for the ranch, uh-huh, and did not buy any hand towels. And I was forced to, after all these years, use a regular washcloth. Now, when you haven't used a washcloth, a regular washcloth is very small to you. Yeah. And as I was using it, I didn't realize how small it was.
Yeah.
And I was showering, I was soaping up, and I was just using, you got to almost use it with just two fingers, you know, the index finger and the finger next to it. You got to go in a circular motion. It's like you're putting some massage on your face. And I messed around and was washing my butt, and I, all of a sudden, I just lost the washcloth. It was just gone. I ain't have it no more. And I went, oh, Lord, Jesus, where the washcloth at? And so when I rinsed off, I found it. And that's a very dangerous thing. I found it when I rinsed off.
All right. Thank you for that, I think. All right.
Thank God I found it, because the next day that dried up soap would burn. And woo, you walk around.
The ladies
with that
on the show use washcloth, Mr. Hand Towel. All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with Junior and for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, here it is. This is one of my favorites. Bottom of the pyramid. Run it, cat.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me? I'm trying to reach Angela. Angela.
Hang on just a second. Let me turn it down. Okay, hi. Now, who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach Angela. Is this Angela?
Oh, yeah, this is she.
Hi, Angela. This is Chip. Chip, I'm the new camp director for the cheerleading camp for the summer.
Oh, hi, Chip. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to give you a courtesy call. Your daughter, you got her signed up for 4 weeks with the camp, right?
Yep. For June. Okay. Yep.
This is you guys' third year being a part of the camp?
Yep. And she's really excited. She loves coming to the camp, and we think it's a great thing for her to be involved in. What's up?
Okay. You guys just finished the whole cheerleading season, too. Am I right? The competition season?
Yes. Just coming off of that.
Right, right. Okay. Well, we're getting ready for the summer, and everybody's excited about coming out and being a part of what's going on. So here's what I wanted to give you a little bit. Like I said, I'm the new camp director. I was just starting this job. I got a few notes that were given to me about so I wanted to give you a call and see if I could talk to you about it.
A few notes given to you about?
Yeah, just a couple notes. I don't think it's anything that we can't make sure is okay.
What kind of notes?
Well, it's been brought to my attention that some of the parents whose daughters are out there as well, they're going to be there this summer, are a little concerned about her being on top of the pyramid, that she's is a little heavy. Should she?
Wait. Hold. You calling me about some other parents and said about how big my child is or how much my child weighs? Is that what you're calling me about?
What I wanted to let you know is we're going to put as a a bass? Or are we gonna put her as a
Oh no, you ain't finna put no bass. I done already paid my money. And what you say your name is, Chip? And how long have you been the director? Because I was just up there 2 weeks ago, and they told me that she was going to be in the same position that she was last year, because that is what worked. That's the formation that worked. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, supposedly some of the girls are complaining that she's too heavy to hold up. So that seems to be the problem in there. They're not getting a strong enough pyramid. And I'm going to
now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know well she ain't the biggest one out there. Have you been out there? My child is not the biggest child out there. When did you start? Because obviously you have not seen these cheerleaders. It is some baby sumos out there.
Okay, hang on a second. Angela, I want you to calm down a bit.
No, ain't nobody going to calm down, because I done already paid my money, and this that I be talking about. What parents? What Harrison said something? Is it Carrie?
Ma'am, I'm not going to state who it is, but let's just say it was several.
These parents that's got something to say about my child and her position on the cheerleading squad? Because if you ain't finna fuck up no name, then I don't understand what you calling me about. I tell you one thing: when she get out there, I done paid my money. She better not be on no base. She better be in the air. I guarantee you that. Right now, I've been hanging with these
listen to me,
and ain't nobody said nothing to me about and her weight and all this.
Okay, Angela, can you hear me? I just wanted you to hear me clearly. I haven't seen these young ladies yet. Once I see them, I will critique what I think.
Well, then you don't even need to be calling me, because you ain't even seen nothing. So you calling me with some he said she from some other parents that's been skinning and grinning in my face, and they now one of these said nothing to me. They done been in my house. We done had parties over here with this competition every weekend, every other day, and they couldn't say nothing to me about my baby. I tell you what, why don't you call your girls on the three-way, Mr. Chip? If you can't call them on the three-way, never mind, I got them numbers. I call them on the three-way.
Okay. Look, ma'am, all I wanted to do was make you aware of the possibility that she may be a back
support. Well, thank you. You have made me aware, and I guarantee you that if I bring my big yellow up there and come to the practice, I guarantee you she won't be no base. How much you want to bet on that, Mr. Chip?
Look, you're going to quit hollering at me. And I told you I would try to take a look at these girls, but I tell you what, your daughter's going to be a base, or she's going to be a back support, whichever I decide she's going to do.
Who in the do you think you hollering at, Mr. Chip? That's not how this is gonna go down. As a matter of fact, Ms. Chip, are you at the registration table today?
I'm here now while people are registering. Yes, I am.
Let me turn this around. I tell you what, I'm on my way up there. Why don't you and them parents that's been complaining, why don't all y'all come to the table, and we gonna have come to Jesus meeting about where gonna be for this coming up season? Because I'm not gonna tolerate this. I done told you, I done paid my money, and this high is going down.
Has gained weight.
What is it to you whether gained weight or not? What does that have to do with her cheerleading?
Do you agree that probably bigger than most of the girls on the team?
It's not bigger than most of the girls on the team. Monique's daughter is bigger than, and she wasn't no base last year. They hyped up so gonna get up too. We all just gonna be big and plump up in the air. I done turned around and I'm headed to your little treasure table.
Okay,
so you better be ready.
Before you get here, there's something else I need to tell you.
You ain't gotta tell me a thing. All you gotta do is have you and the parents around that table when I get there, because I'm on my way up there right now. Then y'all can say all y'all gotta say in my face.
Okay, well, I wanna before you get here, I just wanna let you know. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey.
Who this is on this phone? Wait. Hold on. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh. I'll be God. Lord. Who put you
Rochelle. There's another parent named Rochelle. She told me y'all are good friends out there.
So she want to prank call, huh? All right, we're going to see. The season starts. I'm going to hide her daughter uniform. She ain't going to be able to perform. If that will be looking for hers. How about that? Since y'all want to prank call me.
Oh, man. Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, the baddest radio show in the land?
None other than the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
See, there it is, Cheryl. See, yeah.
Shout out to all cheer moms.
Shout out.
Cheer moms. Seasons coming
she
up.
She was not having it.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kendrick Lamar and Florida A&M University marching band performances were incredible at the Louis Vuitton show, Men's Spring Summer 2023 fashion show. Of course, this went down in Paris. And in other entertainment news, Steve Harvey. Oh, this is so wonderful. Steve, you wrote an open love letter to Marjorie to celebrate your 15th wedding anniversary. We'll talk about that a little bit. Plus, Lizzo donates $1 million to Planned Parenthood. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. CLO stands for Chief Love Officer, and that is Steve Harvey. Katie in Camden says, I've kept a big secret from my husband, and his mother found out my secret. She asked if it was true, and I lied to her. I know I've got to be honest with my husband soon, but do I owe my mother-in-law an explanation or excuse for lying to her?
Must be quite a secret. I kept waiting to hear it, but yeah. I guess you didn't want to do it. I say ride it out. You lied to your mother-in-law, which is allowable. It ain't her business. She was dipping. I don't know how your mother-in-law heard it and your husband ain't.
Yeah,
which lets me know that your mother-in-law don't really care for you.
Nosy Rosie.
Yeah, she has been researching dirt on you trying to find out something. So you lied about it. It's a big secret. I don't know what it is.
Off the top of your head, what do you think, though?
It's a man somewhere. Mm-hmm. Something she did with a man. Mm-hmm. Used to date. Can't hide a baby unless... Can't hide a baby. Mm-hmm. That's horrible. If you're hiding a child, that's a deal breaker. That's going to be something hurtful.
Oh, yeah.
The man's ego is going to be in the way if it's a man. Now, look, if you bought something... and your mother-in-law found out about it, then you bought something. I'd rather go on in there and tell your husband that before he find out. Remember the golden rule that Marjorie has taught to me. What? It is better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Every time she buys something and I question it, that's what.
I'm sorry.
And then what I'm going to do? No, I don't forgive you. I hate you forever. think that's my option?
Right.
No.
I don't think so.
Do it ever go back to the stove? Do it ever go back to the stove?
Oh, no. No, don't. Junior, you get in a relationship. Forget trying to get them to take stuff back. Don't do that.
Don't waste your time, baby.
Moving on to Corey in Texas. Corey writes, I'm going through a divorce and my husband wants to take away the two Labradoodles he gave me for our anniversary. I took care of the dogs 24/7 by myself, but now he wants to be evil. How can I stop him from taking my furry soulmates? And she calls you Judge Steve.
Well, it's real simple. All you got to do is want something to matter with him. Because trust me, he don't give a damn about them dogs. Not no two damn Labradoodle. I don't even know what they are, but they sound like some two little nothing-ass dogs.
Labradoodles and poodle mix.
Well, whatever. It is a Labradoodle, cockadoodle, you know. Whatever, same damn thing. I don't give a damn about them dogs, man. I'm trying to hold on some of these assets. I'm trying to hold on to this house.
Labradoodle, cockadoodle.
And this 401k, that's what I'll be trying to hold on to. I don't give a damn. You can come get these dogs. You can come get these crackers. Whatever cockadoodle do is. I don't know what they are, but damn them dogs. Now, the way you do that so it's a cocker spaniel mixed with a poodle. It's what I've learned. Who gives a damn? Boy, lady, all you got to do is take something back that he wants dearly.
Okay, like.
Or else you've already cleaned him out. See, now remember this. Now, if you cleaned his clock with the assets and the money, he going to try to hurt you with them dogs. Wow. But all you got to do, is say, I don't want them dogs. I ain't finna take care of them dogs.
Steve, these are her furry soulmates. They're more than dogs.
Aww. Them ain't your... Okay, listen to me.
That's what she said now.
For the
that's
pet lovers out there, you know.
Pets are part of the family.
Okay.
Those are her furry babies. Okay. So
well,
you know, keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, you know, if you think them dogs is your soulmates, okay.
That's what she said.
You know, you're not going to see them in heaven. Just trying to keep your hands up.
All
you
dogs
know, they
go
got
to
their heaven. Own, they got their own little heaven. It ain't the one you ask, so you don't have to worry about that. They don't produce any income, so I don't need this. But I can live
without
you.
Is that what this is about?
Well, you know, once I know you don't fit in the asset column, I just start to not care too much.
Eliminating you.
You know, so, you ain't my kid, so you know.
But your solution is for her to take something of his unless she's taken everything.
Well, if you've taken everything, that's why he want them dogs. You've hurt him. So don't play the one side of the story. This divorce got a little ugly. You took some stuff from him, like his car, you know, his little pad that he had, he had a couple of things you done took from him, so now he finna take the dog. That's what divorce is. Divorce is losing stuff. You talking to the wrong person. I lost everything, so I don't give a damn about
it.
I don't really give a damn about them
dogs.
I wish it was down to some dogs with me.
I don't think he wants the divorce. All right, Sylvia in Washington says, my husband's boss had surgery, so I sent her a big bouquet of flowers from us. She sent a group text to thank us. My husband replied, anything for my girl. Then his phone rang and I overheard him say he didn't know he replied to the group. Was it supposed to be a private text to her? He
Hell
denied
yeah.
it. What is up?
Hell yeah, I done that before. I done been on
what?
A group
really?
Text. Yeah, a long time ago when I didn't know group text was. Yeah, I typed a message to the dude that sent it to me. I didn't know it went to the whole group. He did that. He's stupid. Anything for my girl. Then they had a private comment. Hell yeah. But then but when you bust him, all he gonna say is, I just said anything for my girl. I'm trying to cheer her up.
That's my
she
boss.
Is his boss.
Damn, what you tripping for? You know, you was on the text. I said it. Now, if you don't want me to say that no more, I won't. Damn, what you tripping for?
Take me out of the group.
Flip it.
Man, I would want somebody to care about you that same way.
All right, we got one last one, Steve. Bianca in Montgomery says, I've been in a long-distance relationship for a year, and I go visit my boyfriend a lot more than he visits me. This past weekend, he called to cancel his trip to see me, and he told me that he needs some space. The night before, he was very excited about coming. What happened to change his mind?
Well, he needs some space because that other girl is tired of him. That other girl talking about where you keep going all these weekends.
Yeah.
I want to do something on the weekend instead of the week. How come we ain't ever together on the week?
Mm-hmm. Tell the truth.
He tell you he needs some space. That little man need no space. How you need space from sex? What?
All right. All right, here we go. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. Thank you, CLO. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Kendrick Lamar paid tribute to the late Virgil Abloh at the Louis Vuitton Men's Spring Summer 2023 fashion show in Paris. He performed several songs, including Count Me Out, and at the outro of Count Me Out, Kendrick rapped Long Live Virgil. In addition, did you all see the Florida A&M Marching 100 Band performance?
Yes.
They were amazing. Yes, when they
marched. I saw the whole show online.
Because
I didn't have no choice because Ellie asked, thought it, and to Ellie it was bigger than the BET Awards.
Your stylist.
His ass was on there tearing up.
Aww.
You're at the band.
Everybody at the Louis show had front row seats because it was really big. And he sat there and I didn't know him. He had on a gray suit and he had on a crown of thorns, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was Naomi Campbell was next to him.
Yes, sitting next to him. Yes, see.
And he rapped. He did his entire album. Well, not the whole album, but a lot of his
album.
Maybe
about three or four cuts. Yeah.
Doing the show.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know who he was. And then it was just kind of dope the way they did it, though. And then they flew in the FAMU band. I mean.
Yeah.
Which just proves, you know, how significant black people are to culture.
Because
black people decide, young black people decide what's hot, what's new, what's in.
Yes,
they control all of that. The dance, hair, fashion. When young black kids decide that we dressing up now, then it's we dressing up. And the BET Awards was just another great example of it. It's just really, really good to see young people, man. Really, really looking at fashion. You know, you could tell some of them first time stepping out into fashion because they, you know, a little uncomfortable looking, but the effort was supreme. I saw some really, really sharp cats there. The ladies were, some of the ladies were, I thought LaToya Luckett was super fly.
She always is, though.
With her look was very, very classy, but yet fly.
She never misses.
For me, you know, I didn't, some of the women, it's a little bit too much, going
extreme,
too far. Yeah, you know, it's too far. I mean, if you're fine, you're fine. Let it be. All your breasts out with some pasties. For what? For what? I mean, for what? Yeah. At a war show, you got to go sit up somewhere in an auditorium. For what? I mean, you know, you don't have to show it all. You just don't. And that ain't me being old. That's me being just a man. I've been this way my whole life. I don't like to see
just a gentleman.
Yeah, I don't like to see women show everything.
Yeah,
I want to see everything as a man and as a young man. But I don't want to see it out here with and everybody else see
You'll
it
see
too.
It. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, Steve. We got to talk about this. You wrote this heartfelt open love letter to Marjorie for your 15th anniversary. You titled it, You Changed My Life. It was published in the July-August issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. And your anniversary was this past Saturday. Like I said, it was the 15th. And tell us about it, Steve. I mean, how romantic, you know?
My anniversary is on the 24th. And it was.
What'd you say?
My anniversary is on the 24th.
Oh, June 24th.
And it was a Friday. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't here at work as per my request. And we had done it in an article, so I don't really remember all of it. Not at all.
I was reading some of it, Steve, and it said that you wrote it in between tapings of Celebrity Family Feud, and reflected on the time that you guys spent together. Do you remember that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
How did what was Marjorie's reaction? That's what I want to hear.
I mean, you know, I don't even know that she's seen it.
Really?
What?
You didn't write
I'm talking about the article. She gets everything I give her.
Okay, so you wrote the letter, but you mean the published article part?
Because what I wrote to her is slightly different from what's in the article, you know. Okay. The article, I wouldn't give them everything I said to her, you know.
It's so personal,
Yeah, because there's some really some personal stuff in there because this woman has really, she changed my life, and I've never met a person who was willing to stand in the trenches with me no matter what. And I've had some really, really vile things said about me and directed towards me that were not true, but the public, but the public was running with it like it was truth. And to have a woman stand by you and just stand with you and go, look, I know who you are. I know this about you, and I know the person that they don't know. And Steve, we'll just get through this and stand there with me. That's just a phenomenal thing. You know, I tell men all the time, men, you can experience success. There are a lot of successful men out there, but if you want to tap into your greatness, you're going to have to get a woman to help you. You cannot become great without her. I just don't know her. I don't know the guy that's great without her. You could be successful now.
Yeah.
You know, I told that to Charlemagne at Bishop Jake's party. I said, I see what's happening now. I said, Charlemagne, I said, you know, your success is in you. I see it. But his wife was standing next to him. I said, but there's your greatness. And that girl just blinked. She said, wow. He said, you're right on.
Well, again, happy anniversary, 15th for you and Marjorie, yeah. Steve.
I wanted to flex on my anniversary, but I didn't because I'm cheap, you know. Yeah, I stopped myself.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, today it's primary election day, okay? You know what that means. We'll tell you where right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Women's rights protests continued over the weekend as Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade and nearly 2,000 states moving to ban access to abortions. This ruling will have implications on the upcoming midterm elections in November. And today, listen up, listen carefully. Today, there are primary elections in the following states: Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Utah. I'll say it again. Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Utah. You have to know now more than ever, we have to fight, all right? We are in a fight right now.
In Illinois, which is a big market for Chicago, and we are on in a big market in New York. We're in the two biggest cities in both them states. We control a large amount of the populace. We have got to vote, man, because these people, if you are not careful, this minority wants to control the majority in every way. Roe versus Wade, voting amendments, gun laws, everything.
Yeah.
The old pro-life party is pro-life except your life. So now, if you tired of this, we're going to have to vote. We got to vote. We made a huge difference in the last election, and that really, really pissed them off. That presidential election did not go the way they wanted, and they are angry about it, and they've lied about it, and they've come up with all of these measures to avoid that from happening again. They are selling the lie the election was stolen. They are committed to overturning legalized and proper elections in this country, because that's all they've tried to do since they lost.
That's right. And we can no longer afford to sit on the sidelines, sit out these elections, midterm, general, all of that.
And
a lot of their ass is racist.
I'm just happy to tell you that way.
Yeah.
You stand up, woman that won this last election.
Mary Miller.
And thank Donald Trump for overturning Roe versus Wade. Because it was just a vote for white life, a victory. You know, don't try to rephrase what she misread. She ain't misread nothing. Even if I misread something, when I hear it come out of my mouth, I know it sounds crazy.
Right.
It didn't sound crazy to her. They committed to that, man. And it's 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. Now, not all those people are racist. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. A bunch of them is, though.
Yes, sir. That white supremacy thing.
You got to tell
the
truth. Yeah.
A whole bunch of them is. Because they think you vote how you think.
And we have the right to vote, and our vote matters. And we got to get these people out of office. We really, really do. We got to let them know. So come on, Chicago, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Utah. All right. Get out and vote today, people. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Steve, you got voicemails. We got to check them right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a voicemail message, call him 877-29-STEVE. We just have a couple of calls. So are you ready, Steve?
Always.
Here we go. Here's a caller from Chicago.
Yes, I have a complaint. We had a quick cutting down Herschel Walker. I'm tired. I like the station. I'm a drummer. I like listening to the music and stuff. It's really cool. But they had a quick cutting down Herschel Walker. I mean, the black conservatives are the smartest people we got going right now. They will keep America together. People, they cut down black conservatives. They're not right. These liberals should just keep their comments to themselves. They got something to say to Herschel Walker. They need to face one-on-one with all this phony liberal media crap. I don't think it's funny at all. It makes fun of a good person. Black conservatives are the smartest people going right now. These people are cutting them down. It's wrong. 100% wrong. So please leave that out of the station. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, sir. And you have the right to say what you want to say. But I disagree with one major remark. Black conservatives are not the smartest people in the world. They're not. See, when you say something like that black conservatives are the smartest people in the world, and then you make an anti-liberal remark, what you're saying is, if you're not a conservative and you're black, then you're not as smart as Herschel Walker. My problem with Herschel Walker is not that he's a black conservative. My problem with Herschel Walker is he doesn't know the issues, and he sounds idiotic. That's my problem with Herschel Walker. If you're going to find a black person to go up against Warnock, at least find somebody that's intelligent. Yeah. How'd you go dig this cat up right here that don't know the issues, that's not well-spoken? And so that's the problem we have. And as black people, we have the right to say who we vote for and who we don't vote for. And we don't leave it off the station because it is our station obligation. See, the problem with that statement, sir, is what you don't understand about black people, as we are the only race of people that's responsible for the actions of one another. White people are not responsible for each other's actions, and you don't get blamed for each other's actions. But we do. We are in the minority, and we have got to get more together being in the minority if we want to further our causes and our lifestyle. When a person like Herschel Walker comes along and we see him as doing the bidding of the conservative party and voting against policies that go against what's the best for the minority people that he comes from, that he happens to be one of. And because you've had this illustrious football career and had a wonderful time as a Georgia Bulldog and been pampered your whole life because your ass been an athlete, that don't mean a damn thing to us. Because as you live this coddle, cushy-ass life from athletics all the way up through Georgia, all the way to the mighty Dallas Cowboys, and you haven't had to be privy to what the average black person has to go through this country because they've accepted you and put you in their circle. Well, now you're in that circle and you think you're in the circle, but you lose this election, you're going to find out that you're right back over here with us. And so, we're not going to get off talking about Herschel Walker. Nope. Black conservatives are not the smartest people in the world. Barack Obama was not a black conservative. He appeared awfully bright to me. Stacey Abrams is not a black conservative. She appears awfully bright to me. I'm not a black conservative. You might not think I'm bright, but I ain't dumb at all. And I happen to have hedged myself and pulled myself up in this country without the aid of bootstraps, which you keep telling us we need to do. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, Steve Harvey got up without the straps and oftentimes without the boots. But you are asking the masses of black people to do that over and over and over again. But the conservatives, through your policies, keep stripping us of anything that allows us to have boots or straps. So no, We're not going to be quiet. No, we're not going to let Herschel Walker just walk his ass in. No, and we're not going to change the way we do stuff on this station. I appreciate you like the music and it's funny, but you're going to have to like what all come with not being funny too, because there's a whole lot funny about not about being, a whole lot that ain't funny about being black, and we talk about those things too. Now, I know you want us to go be happy and go sit down somewhere, but we ain't. We standing up and Herschel Walker's ass is not going to make it, and we're going to see to that. Thank you.
Yes! Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Let them know, yeah. Steve Harvey. Yes. Let them know.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, it is we're going to switch gears here. Junior in for the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, how can he live like this?
Yeah, well, Shirley, and another thing about Herschel Walker.
You still on the last one?
No, dude gonna tell me what not to say. Let me tell you something else about Herschel Walker. What? Tell Herschel Walker, first of all, learn how many states we got.
Okay, yeah.
He need to do that. Stop lying about how many employees he got, because he don't have 800, he got 8. And my stupid non-black conservative self got more employees and some other things than he got. Yeah. And tell Herschel Walker to quit talking about fatherless homes when he done created 4 of them. And tell him to take care of his kids, recognize his kids, honor his children, and let us know who they are. I've had to do the same thing with myself, my stupid ass liberal self. I recognize all my children. I had to step up to the plate and do the right thing by mine. I'll be damned if you going to get in office and you don't even take care of your children, dog, and you trying to act like you didn't have them and you quit mentioning them because you don't want them to know that they was all out of wedlock. Oh, you was having sex out of wedlock. Oh, that's a conservative value right there. Oh, go on out the window right there. So I'm
what will Clarence Thomas say about that?
Ask Clarence White.
Yeah. You
she got
prank.
Something to say about everything.
You want to do the prank? Can we do the prank? Or you just want?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What you got, Junior? In for the nephew?
I don't even want to say the title of this prank because it's got something to do with politics. But some Herschel probably just paid booty taxes.
Yeah. This ignorant show right here. I love
come
it.
Come on, Cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Kendrick.
This is he.
Hey, Kendrick, how you doing, man? My name is Anthony, man. Anthony Collins. They call me AC. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, listen, this right here, man, I don't even know how to put this, though, but hey, listen, I'm calling you, man, because I got some issues. I'm getting ready to file my taxes, and I'm going through all my expenses, all my receipts, and all this kind of stuff. You know, I can't just let this go, man. I didn't spend like $20,000 on your wife last year, and I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, well, bro, wait a minute. You asking me? You done spent $20,000 on the chick I'm married to? Is that what you telling me?
All I'm trying to do, man, is I'm trying to do a write-off. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to claim.
No, f*** the write-off. Basically, what you're telling me is you f*** my wife.
I ain't say all that.
What the f*** you saying, bro?
All I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out, is it all right if I claim Melanie on my expenses? Man, I'm over 20 grand on money I spent on Melanie last year.
So first, let me understand something right quick. You asking me for permission to claim my wife. When the f*** did you ask for permission to f*** my wife? Help me with that, bro.
Okay. Let's do this here. Gerard, I ain't say I did that. You saying that? I'm saying I just want to claim the taxes because I spent $20,000 on it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's do this, bro. Let's put Mel on the phone. Let's put Mel on the motherfucking phone.
Ain't no, but dog, we ain't got a brain mail in this. We ain't got a brain mail in this. What I'm saying is,
he already in it. She in it. What the you mean we ain't got a brain in it? She in it. Man, you must be outside your damn mind.
All I'm saying is, do you have a problem with me claiming Melanie?
You motherfucking right I do, bro. I got a mother problem having this whole mother conversation. First of all, how the did you get my information? How you get my number, bro?
I asked around for your number. I ain't want to call you. It took me a week to call you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, dude, I didn't spend 20 grand, dog. You understand what I'm saying?
When did you spend 20 grand? That's the shit I want to know. I ain't spent 20 grand on this mother, and I'm married to her ass. So what the fuck are you doing that you spent $20,000 on my wife, and then you want to claim that shit? Help me understand that shit, bro.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to go into all my receipts on everything I did for Melanie. I'm not trying to do that. All I'm trying to do I don't want us both claiming it because that's how you get in trouble.
Bro, you already in motherfucking trouble. Trouble is the last motherfucking thing you ought to be worried about. And you calling my motherfucking phone, telling me about some shit that you got going on with my old lady, and then you telling me, can I have your permission? You motherfucking...
Okay, so, hey, dog, we got to get some kind of resolution to this.
A good resolution is a good ass whooping. What the fuck you mean a resolution? That's the only motherfucking resolution we gonna get, bro. Ain't no other resolution. Ain't no other resolution. We ain't got shit else to talk about. We ain't got a motherfucking thing to talk about. That's the resolution I got, partner. I tell you what, bro. I'm texting Mel right now. I've been texting her since we've been on this motherfucking phone.
Okay. And what are you texting her for?
What the fuck you mean? What am I texting her for? She's the subject matter. So that's why the fuck I'm texting her. But you better pray to God. This is some bullshit. I hope to God y'all got y'all people fucked up with me like this, partner. This ain't gonna go good, bruh. At all. At all.
Okay, so I guess I can't claim them at this point.
Hell mother no.
So what you want to do, though?
Bruh, I done already told you what the fuck I'm gonna do. And I'm waiting on Mel's response on this motherfucker. She act like she slowed in the motherfucker. She can't type fast. But somebody gonna give me some now. Today.
Okay.
Hey, man, look here, bro. I don't know who this is on the other end of this phone. I hope to God this shit is some out of X-Files or some shit that I can't even fathom. You better pray to God y'all playing with me. This is some bullshit.
Okay, so can I go on and tell you this here, dog? And then I'm going to get out your way, man, because I know how it's going to go after this. Can I just go on and tell you something else?
I don't know what the fuck else you can tell me, bro.
Only thing I can tell you, Kendrick, is that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Melanie got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Boy, y'all some ratting motherfucker, boy. You look that about to come in with your motherfucker. I swear, for God. Man, y'all ain't man. Y'all ain't. And I'm sitting up here eating some crackling, and I done threw them away because my blood pressure already high.
You all right, man? I got to make sure you all right before we get off the phone. You good?
Man, I got to go get me a drink. God.
Yeah,
I'm all right, man. Boy, y'all ain't man.
All right, tell me this. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the goddamn Steve Harvey Morning Show with that rotten ass nephew coming. My boy.
Man, I love this brother right there.
He was the one to call.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tommy got scared.
Yeah. He should be.
Yeah, he was booty not playing, taxes. Right?
Yeah. Tommy said, let me go on and end this. Hey, this is nephew right. Tommy.
Hey, man, what is you texting her for?
Right.
What am I texting her for? Because she the subject matter. Oh, she typing slow like she's slow now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he needed a drink. It's early.
Yeah. He said, I just threw the crackling away because my blood pressure
I was already had.
But he said, y'all ain't sugar, honey, iced tea.
Y'all rotten. Man, yeah.
That was a good one.
He the one to call.
All right. Thank you, Junior N, for the nephew. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. How can he live like this? We'll find out. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Today in Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Utah, it is Election Day. We need you to fight and vote. Get out and vote. Go to whenweallvote.org to get all your voting information. You hear that? Illinois, yes. New York, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Utah. We need you to at those polls today if you haven't already voted early, okay? The midterms are coming up in November. We need you to get out and vote. We are in not just a fight, we're in a war. We really are in a war.
Seriously.
For our rights.
I know you black stupid liberals ain't sitting here telling people to vote. I know that's what I'm
not doing. Black conservatives are the smartest people. Why? Why we the smartest people? Because we do like y'all want.
All right, let's move on to the Strawberry Letter. It is time. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. This is a real letter right here. Never know, it could be yours.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, a black liberal named Shirley Strawberry, with her dumb behind. Finna do an educated letter. Go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, how can he live like this? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 46-year-old divorced female, and my new boyfriend is not a bad guy, but he has bad habits. I believe in standing by my man and believing in him, so I'm hanging on to him and hope he can get his life together. We've dated for 5 months, and I see he lives paycheck to paycheck, and he admitted that he pays his bills on alternate months so he can have money to kick it and travel. He's 48 and still turns up every chance he gets. When we go out to eat, he won't admit that he's short, and when the bill comes, he will say he's got $25 or $30 on the check, even if it is a $200 check. I pick up the slack with my man because I feel like he would do the same for me if he was financially able to. His house is barely furnished, and since I've met him, he said he's buying a sofa and artwork for his living room. Recently, he asked if I knew anyone that has a gently used sofa that they want to sell. I would never date someone like this, but I'm trying to be less shallow. He asked me to take his clothes to the cleaners, and when I dropped them off, I had to pay for them. I didn't ask for my money back, so he didn't offer it. But when it's time for him to go out with his boys, I find receipts where he's bought drinks, food, and cigars. I don't know how he can live like this, and I'm starting to think that he's trying to see how much he can get away with me. Does he want to be this sorry, or is he really trying to get his life back on track like he told me? By the way, he's divorced, and when his ex-wife met me, she blasted him in front of me and called him a sorry excuse for a man. I thought she was bitter at first, but now I think she's on to something. Should I continue to work at this or not? Okay, seriously, you really already know the answer to this. clearly you wrote this letter to Steve and I for confirmation because you know what the deal is with this loser. You said you saw receipts from when he goes out with his boys. He's buying drinks, cigars, food. He's got money for that. So then why are you paying for this grown man? He's 48, $25 or $30 on a $200 bill. What are you guys eating? And he's only got that much. Come on. You've only known this guy for 5 months. He's not even trying to help himself. And why would he? Because he knows you, like you said, you always pick up the slack. You're happy to have his back. Girl, stop. Before you're in the same financial position as he is in, if you keep doing all this, picking up the slack, you know, he's paying $20 to $30 on a $200 bill. You're paying the rest. Come on. If you keep this up, you will go broke. I know that's not what you want. You're giving too much too soon. This is just your boyfriend. This is not your husband. Where is the incentive for this man to get his life together? Where is that? You're right there to take care of everything. There's no incentive. There's no push for him to do that. You know the answer already. I know you do. Stop. He is not going to try to get his life together. No, he's not doing that. If he was going to do that, he'd be doing it. Please let him get the message and understand that you, his sugar mama, has retired, and do that immediately. Steve?
Subject of the letter, how can he live like this? Well, stop asking how, because he's doing it. And this is his plan. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share with what you say, and I'm going to show you what he's doing and what he say. And you see if it makes sense to you. You're a 46-year-old divorced female, and my new boyfriend's not a bad guy, but he has bad habits. Okay, let's stop right here. Good guys usually have good habits. The reason a person has bad habits, your habits make you who you are. So if a good guy has bad habits, you can't call him a good guy. You're saying he's not a bad guy, but he has bad habits. Well then what's good about him, man? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I believe in standing by my man and believing in him, so I'm hanging on him in hopes that he can get his life together. Well, let's see how he gets his life together. We've dated for 5 months, and I see he lives paycheck to paycheck, and he admitted that he pays his bills on alternate months so he can have money to kick it and travel. Mm. That sounds like a man with a plan to me. And when we come back, we're going to go over this plan. I pay my bills on alternate months. Girl, you got a man with a plan.
All right, hang on, Steve. Hang on. We can't wait for part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get that at about 23 minutes after the hour. The subject for today's letter is, how can he live like this? We'll get more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how can he live like this?
Mm. You know, my only hope is that I don't run out of time. Because I really want to show this lady something. You're 46-year-old. You're dating a new boyfriend who's not a bad guy, but he has bad habits. You didn't say he was a good guy. You said he's not a bad guy, but he has bad habits. So if you're saying he has bad habits, but he's not a bad guy, you're overlooking something. I believe in standing by my man and believing in him, so I'm hanging on to him in hopes that he can get his life together. Well, let's see how he's going to do this. We've dated for 5 months, and I see he lives paycheck to paycheck, and he admitted that he pays the bills on alternate months so he can have money to kick it with and travel. That's his plan. So if you're paying your bills on alternate months, you have bad credit. So you are hooked up with a man whose plan is to pay his bills on alternate months, so he can have money to travel and kick it. He's not doing it so he can have money to save. He's having so he can travel and kick it. He's 48. He's too old for this. He turns up every chance he gets. Too old for that. When we go out to eat, he won't admit that he's short. When the bill comes, he'll say he got $25, $30 on the check, even if it's a $200 check. Oh, okay. So I see. So you just want a man. That's what.
Like, yeah, she's hanging on.
Oh, you just want to say you dating somebody. You just want a man. Because he eating, then he tell you at the last minute he's short. But he only got $25.30 on a $200 check. I pick up the slack with my man because I feel like he would do the same for me if he was financially able to. He don't have a financially able to plan. He pay his bills on alternate months so he can kick it and travel. What month do you see him being financially able to come up with more than $30 to eat? His house is barely furnished, and since I met him, he said he's buying a sofa and artwork for the living room. Recently asked if I knew anyone who had a gently used sofa that they want to sell. You know why he got to do that? Because he don't have credit. Because he can't even go down to Rooms to Go or Havity's and sign up for now one of them programs so he can get himself some furniture. You know, they got programs down there. I mean, when I first got out, I signed up at Wix Furniture. They gave me $1,000 credit. Wix.
I remember Wix.
Uh-huh. Went and got me $1,000 worth of furniture. Furnished my whole house with $1,000.
Right now.
The whole damn house. Because they said we got $1,000. That's all I had. Okay, cool. Recently asked if I knew anyone with a gently used sofa who wanted to sell it. I would never date anyone like this, but I'm trying to be less shallow. Oh, you puddle shallow now. Oh, you just a puddle in the sidewalk shallow now. See, shallow means you don't have a deep end on your pool. You shallow where you just splashing around on the sidewalk puddle now. Because you'd have found this nutting-ass dude right here. You trying to turn into a man, and he ain't trying to turn himself into a man. Good luck with this one, lady. He asked me to take his clothes to the cleaners, and when I dropped them off, I had to pay for them. I didn't ask for my money back, and he didn't offer. He ain't got nothing to offer for him back. He can't take clothes to the cleaners. He paying bills every other month. And when you take the clothes to the cleaners, that's the month that he ain't paying bills.
Make it plain, Steve.
What about this you ain't getting? But when it comes time for him to go out with his boys, I find receipts where he bought drinks, food, and cigars. I don't know how he can live like this. It's every other month. He pays his bills every other month so he can kick it and travel. When you buy cigars and drinks, you kicking it. Now, look, I understand what being short and you want to have some type of life because you're going to work every day. I got that. But you got that one point in time trying to fix the problem. The problem is with a 48-year-old is acting like this, and he hasn't recovered from his 20s yet. See, he did all this in his 20s, and that's when most men spend all of their 30s fixing what they messed up in their 20s. But he didn't spend his 30s fixing what he did in his 20s. He repeated the 30s in the 20s. That's why this woman left his ass. Now you got this 48-year-old, damn near 50-year-old man that ain't got no credit, no plan for the future, no savings, and still kicking it. It's two people stupid in this letter. I don't know how he can live like that, and I'm starting to think he's trying to see how much he can get away with me. He get away with everything. Does he want to be this sorry, or is he really trying to get his life back on track like God. He told me? Wait a minute. Back on track from where?
Yeah.
Get his life back on track from where? When has it been on track? He just had another wife, and by the way, he's divorced, and when his ex-wife met me, she blasted him in front of him, called him a sorry excuse for a man. I thought she was bitter at first, but now I think she's on to something. Yeah, she left him for the same reason. Should I continue to work on this or not? Have you ever asked him why he got a divorce? No, you didn't. And you might find out that nothing has changed. You'd be better off just talking to his ex-wife. Because he's not going to tell you the truth. And the truth he done told you should have been enough. I pay my bills on alternate months. What? So I can kick it and travel. What?
Who does that?
You signing up for that?
Right.
Lady, are you out of your mind? It's two people stupid in this letter. The man is real stupid. And you stupider.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's a sugar mama. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, you know what time it is. Time for Junior and Sports Talk right after this. Ready, Junior?
Oh, you ain't gonna believe this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Junior and Sports Talk.
Yeah, you know what, Shirley? You know, I've changed it up today because I've learned from my fearless leader, my uncle. When you tell us not to do something, we just keep doing it. And if Tersha Walker is the smartest black conservative that we have, I'm going to tell you right now, he played sports, but I'm telling you right now, I don't trust nobody whose neck is the same length as their shoulders. I can't vote for him.
You can't vote for him.
I can't vote. If your neck and your shoulders is the same time, because he's the smartest black conservative. Can we press the pedal? You can't call into this show and tell us not to talk about Herschel Walker. The hell we is. He don't know how many states it is. And when he came out with them children, where was y'all at then? Y'all didn't say nothing? When he said he got three other children that he's now publicly claiming, now you're going to tell us that he's the smartest black conservative. That's where we got going. So us as liberals, we just stupid, huh? Carla, I just got called stupid. Now, I ain't the smartest for sure, but I can't be stupid. That's for one thing. I know
and
that.
And for people who missed it, Junior, it was a caller last hour that talked about.
Well, they know when he called in. Hell, we know. We know. We know.
Junior said, I missed the point.
His ass shouldn't have called him in. And if you don't, rewind the show on the podcast and hit his ass, tell us that we stupid for being black. That offended me. I'm so glad Uncle you handled it so professional. You did.
Yes, he did.
You did it professional. Yes. I'm not that type of Christian that you had, Uncle. I'm not. You did really well handling that man. I can't handle it like that. I just got called stupid because I'm a black liberal. That's what I got found
Junior,
out.
Junior.
Yeah.
If you're not doing this Christianity as well as I am, you're in some serious trouble.
Because you giving it all you got, Uncle.
I'm giving an entry-level Christian. I'm at level 2 out of 10. I don't know where you are.
He's below level 2.
Oh, you've
Steve.
Moved up.
Yeah, but you need
two.
To hurry up. I'm a 2.
Yeah.
Two. I tried two. To be 2.5, but they told me what that entails. So yeah. I demoted that down to 2.0.
At least you're moving up.
Yeah.
Also,
I try to change every time the new iPhone come out, but the numbers started getting too high.
Also, today is sports. Just today, I'll let you know that Deshaun Watson's trial starts today with the NFL. We're going to see what happens. They're going to have a ruling on whether he's going to play this season or not. So that is a big story in sports happening. We're going to find out if Deshaun is going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns or he's just going to have to sit another season out. So 20 of the 24 cases
hey man,
have
what
been
what you going to do is what? You going to take the little happy tone out your voice when you talking about Deshaun Watson.
Are you offended?
He's just going to sit another season out. You're
going
to stop talking to you like that's
don't play for us.
Well, that's not what I understand. And therefore, that's what the little sangy ass tone is about. Because they don't play for rapid ass Houston no more. But that ain't our fault. Now, I think he's going to get suspended for,
I think,
2 or 3 games, and that's it.
Thank you, Junior.
I ain't got no criminal charges. Grand jury.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemails. And if you want to leave a message for Steve, and please do, we welcome you. 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. Are you ready, Steve? This caller is a single mom who just needs some dating advice, Steve.
Hi, this message is for, well, it's a question.
My name is Yasmin. We'll just leave it at my first name. And my question is, how does a young single mother deal with the dating world out there when she starts to realize that most men don't want to date a single mother, nor do they really want to give her a chance, because I guess they're passing judgment on her. I'm the mother of twins. They're still very small. They're only 3 years old, boy and a girl, and I really like this guy. And he's a great person, very successful. I'm very successful as well, but he doesn't want to take it to the next level because I'm a single mother. And I'd just like to know what Steve Harvey's opinion is, what I should do, how I should handle this, because it's very discouraging.
Well, first of all, don't be discouraged. Don't place the label on yourself, the fact that you are a single mother, that no one wants you, because that's not the case. Shirley was a single mother, found love again. Marjorie was a single mother of three, found love again. There are millions of cases of people out there. So first things first, don't put that on yourself. Don't bring that negativity in your existence, and don't put it out there in the aura, in the universe. You are fine. Just like he was attracted to you, someone else will be attracted to you and will be mature enough to understand that you are a package. You are a very successful and attractive package. And just because you run up into some men who feel that way, there's a lot of men who don't feel that way at all. Matter of fact, there are a lot of men who are raising children that don't belong to them biologically.
You're one of them, Steve.
And doing a great job of it, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And hats off to all of those men. And there's a man out there for you. But you cannot put into the universe that no one wants you, because that's not true. It's not after they find out. See, what's good for you is you're finding this out in time. Now, if they don't want you because you have kids, then they don't want you, period. And let's stop passing out the cookie for people that don't want the package.
Okay.
The cookie comes in the package. No package, no cookie.
No cookie.
And you'll be just fine. And everything is going wonderfully. Kill the baby talk, because it makes a lot of men come to you quicker.
What?
That was a
side note.
Yeah, side note. Just kill the baby talk.
She needed to pick a voice up.
Do that right there.
Trying to
sound just a little bit more authoritative, so you know. You sound like you got three kids, you know. The twins and you just sound a little bit.
We're moving on from Yasmin to David Henry, our next caller. He has a congratulations shout out.
Yes, Mr. Steve Harvey. This is Mr. David Henry Sr. I'm sitting here with my wife watching the daytime Emmys. I just want to let you know that you just won one for the Family Feud show. And I'm so proud of you, Steve. I've been following your career for a very long time. And a brother like you deserves this here. Just want to let you know that, Steve. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's sweet. Aww.
David Henry Sr. and his wife, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Man, it's just a heck of a ride I'm on, man. And I ain't got nothing but praise for God for my life, because I don't know how he did this for me. He keeps surprising me. I'm actually in awe. I am actually in awe of God's goodness and grace and mercy towards me. I can't believe it, man. Because where I used to be to where I am today, what I was from where to where I am today, Lord have mercy. I don't know how he did it, because the show wasn't me. Because if it was on me, I'd have done it a long time ago. That's how I know it wasn't me, because I was basing it on my decisions back then. Thus, 3 years of homelessness.
All right. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Rudy Giuliani is in the news again, and this time it was because he was slapped. Rudy Giuliani was slapped in the back by an employee at a ShopRite store on Staten Island on Sunday while on the campaign trail with his son. Though video shows what looks like could have been a friendly slap on the back, the former Donald Trump lawyer, told New York Post he was shaken. Giuliani said, all of a sudden, I feel this bam on my back. I just about fell down, but I didn't. I feel this tremendous pain in my back. And all of a sudden, I hear this guy say, you're an effing scumbag. You're one of the people that's going to kill women. You and your effing friend are going to kill women. The alleged slapper reportedly was upset, of course, about the Supreme Court's decision to strike down Roe v. Wade.
Well, I think Rudy needs to stay his old ass home. You getting hit in the back falling, you need to stay home. It's time for you to stay home.
But you in the drugstore and they just slapped
you. No, he just slapped you in the back. Now, if he pushed you down, that's another story. But he slapped you in the back, you damn near fail. It's time for your old ass to stay home and get some assistance. You need to check in to an assisted living place, Rudy Giuliani, and quit going to the store. You need a walker. How about that? You need a walker. You know, with the four wheels on it. Yeah, you need a couple things you might need, Giuliani.
Help you balance.
Take all that black stuff out your hair and get you a walker.
That's the part of the store that was missing. Slapped
you and all that Beijing went down my forehead and got in my
eye. Coming up in 33 minutes
you
after.
You have been blinded till you have hair dye in your eye.
We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather propose in front of a crowd or would you rather propose privately?
Junior said B, privately, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go with B, too. Yeah, she say no in front of people. I don't mess up.
Got to fight everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's why.
I'm gonna swing on somebody. Yeah.
Oh.
I gotta put this ring back in my pocket and all this hair.
You shame.
I gotta get up. I gotta get up off my knee and turn around and figure out which where's the hole in the crowd I can walk in. You know, I gotta get to the bathroom and wash my face. You know, all this hair, man.
And then the crowd is like collectively, oh, man.
Yeah. Somebody in the crowd gonna say, damn, Steve.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me on the back like they did Rudy. I probably fall. Hang in there, dog. Oh.
All right. Would you rather use a dating app or would you rather go old school and go on a blind date?
B. Well, yeah, because people lie on their profile pictures. You ain't who you really. I'd rather just go see it for myself than that.
And have someone do an emergency call if you don't like the way they look.
I can walk out the blind date.
I've actually been on a blind date so bad that I acted as if I was blind.
Yeah. How did you do that?
What?
You walked in, you could see, and then you what happened?
And then as soon as she walked up to the table, I got up and snapped the chair leg off and used it as a guide. And tapped my way right out that damn restaurant, man.
You're so stupid. That didn't happen.
It did.
I sure was thinking it, though.
Hey, as soon as you saw her up, you snapped her leg.
I said, damn. As soon as she sat down, I stood up and snapped the leg off her table and started tapping my ass right out that restaurant. And it wasn't the table leg wasn't long enough, and I had to bend over.
Right.
Yeah, so it kind of looked crazy. So what are you doing? Huh? Who are you?
On the way out, you didn't touch nothing on the way out because you could see where you was going. Yeah.
He didn't bump
you
into
ain't nobody.
I kept saying, here, Spike. I kept looking for my dog. Where is my dog?
Seeing eye dog. Crazy. All right, would you...
Spike! Spike!
This is our last
Where
one.
Where is my damn dog?
Would you rather compete in the Summer Olympics or would you rather compete in a Winter Olympic sport?
What the hell am I going to do in the winter sport?
Ice skating, skiing.
Curly. You like curly.
Luge.
Oh, man.
So I guess that's summer for the both of you. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, we'll have our last break of the day. And Steve Harvey, our fearless leader, the one and only, will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, it is our last break of the day on this Tuesday. And don't forget, today is Election Day in these states: Illinois, New York, Utah, Oklahoma, and Colorado. So we need you to get out and vote today. You know, there is a big election, midterm election, coming up this November. So we need you to show up and vote, okay? If you have any questions about anything, please go to whenweallvote.org. Whenweallvote.org. That's where you can get all your voting information. But we need you. We need you, Illinois. That's Chicago, right, Steve?
Yeah, man. We got to go to Chicago and New York. We voting today, man. Mm-hmm. Which is, these are these elections that we have to get involved in.
Yes.
We have to get involved in these elections. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. So
every
let's get out.
One of
let's
them.
Vote. Yeah, yes. We got to make it a habit, guys.
We're in a
we got to make it a habit.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Countdown to November is on. Midterms.
Uh-huh.
We ready?
So, Shirley, earlier today you did a... We did some voicemail calls.
Voicemails, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the calls was so interesting that I wanted to use it as my closing remarks.
Yeah.
And it was off the top of my head. I wasn't expecting the phone call, but it came through. Mm-hmm. And I just felt compelled because it's interesting when people, when I feel like people are talking directly to me or I get a chance to talk back to someone who's normally a blogger or something online. It's always been interesting. So here's the phone call that we had earlier. I want you
from
all
Chicago.
From Chicago. Here we go.
Yes, I have a complaint. We had a quick cutting down Herschel Walker. I'm tired. I like the station. I'm a drummer. I like listening to the music and stuff. It's really cool. But they had a quick cutting down Herschel Walker. I mean, the black conservatives are the smartest people we got going right now. They will keep America together. People, they cut down black conservatives are not right. These liberals should keep their comments to themselves. They got something to say to Herschel Walker. You need to face him one-on-one with all this phony liberal media crap. I don't think it's funny at all. It made fun of a good person. Black conservatives are the smartest people going right now. These people are cutting them and cutting them down. It's wrong. 100% wrong. So please leave that out of the station. Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate you, sir, and you have the right to say what you want to say. But I disagree with one major remark. Black conservatives are not the smartest people in the world. They're not. See, when you say something like that, that black conservatives are the smartest people in the world, and then you make an anti-liberal remark, what you're saying is, if you're not a conservative and you're black, then you're not as smart as Herschel Walker. My problem with Herschel Walker is not that he's a black conservative. My problem with Herschel Walker is he doesn't know the issues and he sounds idiotic. That's my problem with Herschel Walker. If you're going to find a black person to go up against Warnock, at least find somebody that's intelligent.
Yeah.
How'd you go dig this cat up right here that don't know the issues, that's not well-spoken? And so that's the problem we have. And as black people, we have the right to say who we vote for and who we don't vote for. And we don't leave it off the station because it is our station obligation. See, the problem with that statement, sir, is what you don't understand about black people, as we are the only race of people that's responsible for the actions of one another. White people are not responsible for each other's actions, and you don't get blamed for each other's actions. But we do. We are in the minority, and we have got to get more together being in the minority if we want to further our causes and our lifestyle. When a person like Herschel Walker comes along and we see him as doing the bidding of the conservative party and voting against policies that go against what's the best for the minority people that he comes from, that he happens to be one of, And because you've had this illustrious football career and had a wonderful time as a Georgia Bulldog and been pampered your whole life because your ass been an athlete, that don't mean a damn thing to us. Because as you live this coddle, cushy-ass life from athletics all the way up through Georgia, all the way to the mighty Dallas Cowboys, and you haven't had to be privy to what the average black person has to go through this country because they've accepted you and put you in their circle. Well, now you're in that circle and you think you're in the circle. But you lose this election, you're going to find out that you're right back over here with us. And so, we're not going to get off talking about Herschel Walker. Nope. Black conservatives are not the smartest people in the world. Barack Obama was not a black conservative. He appeared awfully bright to me. Stacey Abrams is not a black conservative. She appears awfully bright to me. I'm not a black conservative. You might not think I'm bright, but I ain't dumb at all. And I happen to have hedged myself and pulled myself up in this country without the aid of bootstraps, which you keep telling us we need to do. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, Steve Harvey got up without the straps and oftentimes without the boots. But you are asking the masses of black people to do that over and over and over again. But the conservatives, through your policies, keep stripping us of anything that allows us to have boots or straps. So no, we're not going to be quiet. No, we're not going to let Herschel Walker just walk his ass in. No, and we're not going to change the way we do stuff on this station. I appreciate you like the music and it's funny, but you're going to have to like what all come with not being funny too, because there's a whole lot funny about not about being, a whole lot that ain't funny about being black, and we talk about those things too. Now, I know you want us to go be happy and go sit down somewhere, but we ain't. We standing up and Herschel Walker's ass is not going to make it, and we're going to see to that. Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Let him know, Steve Harvey. Yeah. Let him know.
So in light of that, everybody, listen, enjoy your day. Hey, listen, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Y'all have a nice one because we sure is.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.